A big bump in ag exports to China, but still falling short of expectations. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps. USDA's recent updated trade numbers shows China is buying U.S. ag commodities at a faster pace than last year. American Farm Bureau Federation's Chad Smith has more on the current numbers as the end of the Phase 1 agreement draws closer.
The Phase 1 trade deal between China and the U.S. comes to an end in early 2022. Veronica Nye, senior economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says this year's numbers are better in 2021. Than at the same time last year.
Thus far in 2021, which is data from January through November, we've exported $30 billion to China. That's up 33% compared to the same time period in 2020 when we had sold $22.5 billion.
Nye isn't sure that even the faster buying pace will get China to its purchasing commitments this year.
The Phase 1 goal for 2021 is $40.4 billion. At $30 billion, China is relatively close. In December 2020, China bought about $4 billion worth of U.S. ag product. Those of you doing the math, they're about $10 billion short. So far, if the pattern holds, China's going to be behind in their purchase commitments for 2021. There's a lot of issues outside of agricultural trade that are significant, a lot of geopolitical issues, which means that though U.S. agriculture trade is incredibly important, you have to deal with a lot of significant political issues before you can start talking about U.S. ag trade. Additional communication and meeting between our governments can only be helpful. The tariffs continue, but the purchase agreement is over at the end of 2021. That makes the relationship between U.S. and China all the more complicated going into 2022.
Chad Smith, Washington.
Thanks, Chad. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.